Dreamscape presents A Cookbook Conspiracy by Kate Carlisle, narrated by Susie Bernice. A Cookbook Conspiracy. Chapter 1. These be words I truly wrote from my own experience and in my own style, not borrowed from another, nor glossed over with fancy words I cannot abide. The Cookbook of Obedience Green. I don't mind admitting I'm a little obsessed with food. A childhood spent competing with five brothers and sisters at the dinner table will do that to you. I grew up loving good food as much as I love old books, which is saying a lot, since I'm a bookbinder and old books are my life's blood. My current food fixation is cheeseburgers, but I'm not picky. I love everything. Last month I was hooked on donuts. Before that, it was tamales. Chocolate is a constant, of course. I get happy chills when I see a new building going up in my neighborhood, because it means that food trucks will start showing up every morning to feed the construction crew. And me. I love food trucks. So given my deep admiration for all things foodie, it seems a cruel joke that the universe declined to endow me with even the teensiest smidgen of cooking talent. Damn you, universe. You can be a real bully sometimes. And never was your cosmic cruelty more evident than the day my oddball sister Savannah received her grand diplôme from Le Cordon Bleu in Paris, France. Savannah a chef? It wasn't fair. Let's break it down. There are two kinds of people in the world. The ones who claim they forgot to eat lunch, and the ones like me who have never missed a meal.